Blog Talk Radio.
I never cared much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
That's Bobby Darin. My favorite Bobby Darin song is Clementine. I dedicated it to Rosie O'Donnell. Hey there, sailor, if you're on your whaler with your trusty harpoon and line, if she shows there, holler, there she blows there. That could be my Clementine. How you doing? Welcome to the Spirit of American Party and the Spirit of American Party book and the Spirit of American Party radio show. We are Tea Party friendly, but we're not the Tea Party. Yet we're very sympathetic to the Tea Party. I figured if I go out there with my philosophy, people would say, see, there's another Tea Party crazy. So I formed my own party, the Spirit of America Party, and I'm solely responsible for everything that goes on. And nobody else has to be associated with my flubs. Somebody from Numbers USA for lower immigration levels has sent me a blog saying, tell New York Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, slow down massive immigration to save jobs for unemployed New York residents. Charles Heinrich Schumer, a flag burner and a baby killer, who will tell you as the sneer drool runs down his chin that Roe versus Wade is settled murder. Yeah. And Kirsten Gillibrand, I call her curse them a killer kid, is another Charles Schumer a sympathizer. New York sends nothing to represent the people except the mistakes that voted for these two. Everybody else has to suffer. We, the silent majority, we have to cry in our beer. They will never raise a hand to go against the party of death, which they founded. If the party of death tomorrow said all dogs have to be murdered, the Democrats would say yay en masse. Yeah, they would spare no one. Not even Fido. They'll kill kids. They'll kill a dog. Now, we got a little article about Mitt Romney we're going to share with you. Well, they're still talking about Obama's eligibility. Obama is ineligible. There, I said it. I will also say pork, Muslim, Holder is a jerk, Obama is anti-American. That's for sure. I don't think Obama knows how to be an American. You know why? Because he never learned how to be an American. Where did he learn it? In Harvard? Come on. Harvard? What's that, KGB undergraduate school? Now they can come to my house, too. If the truth hurts them that much, I'm a happy American citizen. Hey, Obama, I can say that with all truthfulness. Can you? That's one American activist. So we were talking about Mitt Romney. I was opposed to Mitt Romney when Gingrich was running and when Santorum was running and when Kaine was running because I felt that Mitt overwhelmed them with his money, which he did, and all the big boys were rooting for Mitt. And all the rhinos were waiting down at the end of the finish line with Mitt won signs. But Mitt is now the candidate. And once again, America is on the horns of a dilemma. Once again, America has to vote at the lesser of two evils, which I hate to do. I would like to find one decent guy and we all get behind him. But once again, we have to vote the lesser of two evils. It's either a God in country versus communism, or communism is going to rule the rest of your life. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh and a Soviet Union member, now an American citizen, was telling Rush that not everybody could get a refrigerator in the Soviet Union, and party members got them first. And you had to wait 8 months because it was not a refrigerator was not a vital item. I've just been without water in my kitchen sink for 2 weeks, and I was going into water withdrawal. And as a matter of fact, when it was reinstalled, I did a dance in the kitchen, and I pointed to the refrigerator. I said, refrigerator, fridge, food cold, microwave, put in, boo, food warm, water come from stick in the sink. Yeah, how lucky we are. We have no idea. When all this stuff is taken away from us, somebody's going to come and take your refrigerator because you're not a party member. You'll find out. So, about Mitt Romney. Taken from his Mitt Romney 2012 site, after going to both Harvard Business School and Harvard Law School simultaneously, he passed the Michigan bar, but never worked as an attorney, so he is free from original sin. As a venture capitalist, Romney's first major business deal involved investing in a startup office supply company with one store in Massachusetts that sold office supplies. That company, called Staples, now has over 2,000 stores and employs over 90,000 people. Yeah, that's what the federal government hires in a day, to go out and give EPA violations. Romney or his company Bain Capital, using what became known as the Bain Way, would go on to perform the same kinds of business miracles again and again with companies like Domino's. Domino's was founded by an Irishman. That cracks me up when I think of pizza being sold by an Irishman. But this Irishman had a very good heart, and he sold Domino's somewhere along the line after he made it a success, and he put the money in the Catholic college system, real Catholic college, not Georgetown. I think he's called Ave Maria, and he promotes Catholicism. He's a wonderful man, and God bless him. Then there's another company that Bain was involved in, is Sealy. I guess, is that the mattress people? Brookstone, I don't know who they are. Weather Channel, Burger King, Warner Music Group, Dollarama, Home Depot Supply, and many others. Got your calculators handy? Let's recap. volunteer campaign worker for his dad's gubernatorial campaign, 1 year. Unpaid intern in governor's office, 8 years. Mormon missionary in Paris, 2 years. Unpaid bishop and stake president for his church, 10 years. No salary as president of the Olympics, 3 years. No salary as Massachusetts governor, 4 years. That's a grand total of 28 years of unpaid service to his country, his community, and his church. Why? Because that's the kind of man Mitt Romney is and will continue to be. I wish a Bain Capital was around for me when I had my little small business with assets of 2.5 to 1, and we couldn't get a small business bridge loan because we were Republican friendly. And Bill Pinocchio Pants Clinton just came into office, and while I was in the midst of begging for working capital, they shut the door in my face. But, c'est la guerre, man, and that's life. That's what the people say. You shot down in April, you back up in May. That's another Frank Sinatra song. So, let me give you a little tune, and I'll look for something to talk about. Here's Frankie.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together, weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. Perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Here's a blog. Obama is actually handing out our tax dollars to pay for forced abortions. forced abortions. And this is from Jenny at the National Pro-Life Alliance, and she's trying to raise money for the National Pro-Life Alliance. And it's true, she says. We send millions and millions of dollars to China to subsidize their horrific one-child policy by way of the so-called United Nations Population Fund. United Nations Population Fund. Now, let's see what they gave. $55 million in 2010. Now, you know, was that a shovel-ready job? I mean, they bury the babies? Yeah, that's a shovel-ready job in China. He's exporting the money. And this year, or 2011, he's only sending $47 million to kill Chinese kids. And, you know, they're killing girls, right? They're killing girls because they have a 30 million-man reserve army, and they don't need girls because they're expendable. And that's the name of that tune. The Bad Jobs Report is just a very small taste of the economic nightmare that is coming. And that's what this man says. And I started my blog tonight, and I started the show. I said that the Europe is may dump the euro, and they may send all their money to the United States. And if they do that, they may follow shortly thereafter to be with their money. Another month, another bad jobs report for the month of May. The U.S. economy only added 69,000 jobs. Where are you going to get the jobs from? You sent all the industry. Who's going to? Well, what? We don't have factories. How are you going to hire factory workers? The unemployment rate is now up to 8.2%, and economists had been expecting 150,000 payroll jobs would be added. So the 69,000 number really shocked a lot of people, and that's why the stock went down to 130 points on Friday, because people don't even want to sweat out a weekend with their money out there waiting to be savaged. Especially for the Obama administration, this was bad news. When Barack Obama first took office, the unemployment rate was 7.6, and now it's 8.2. And you know what the bad part about this is? This is June. These are the best months of the year to make money, June, July, and August. Or they say Christmas. If you ain't making money in June, July, and August, you ain't going to be buying at Christmas time. Some recovery, eh? But the reality is that this jobs report was really not that devastating, even though the stock market had its worst day of the year. Unemployment is the same as at the beginning of 2012. The tough stretch that we are going through right now is only a small taste of the economic nightmare that's on the horizon. I got to tell you, when I look at the working class right now, I'm looking at people in their 40s. They are not happy. They're not working as many jobs as they need to keep their head above water. And everybody, three out of four, are sitting with mortgages that are underwater. And I don't know how many out of four are stuck with high principal college loans, which is terrible, absolutely terrible. And you know what? You see, Dad could get a second mortgage on the house because there was plenty of equity to send you to college. Now, he may not have enough for his retirement. And so, Junior, you better start shaking your ass and get out there and create something. So, here's somebody that says, I believe parts of California have unemployment rates over 30%. So that is not good at all. But, of course, the anointed one thinks he's doing a great job. But those darn Congress people are just sitting on their hands, not doing a darn thing. Yeah, right. Most Obama supporters don't care as they are on welfare or Hollywood types. There are going to be a lot of unemployed actors because no one will be able to afford going to the movies. I hear people talking, they're turned off by the movies now. And they're smuggling in popcorn when they do go. And they're bringing in 17-ounce containers of sugary soda. The new black market. Unfortunately, if we look at history, during the Great Depression was when Hollywood became a power. Yeah, well, I got news for you. There's a new Hollywood coming because the old Hollywood sucks. And it won't take much for somebody to give them a little competition because they've got about five themes that they constantly run, and people are tired of watching Navy battleships fighting people from other planets when we got people from this planet that are trying to sink our battleships right here. And I was watching today the History Channel, God bless the History Channel, and in 1969, the aircraft carrier Enterprise, which was fighting the Vietnam War, had an explosion on board when a plane on the deck was too close to the exhaust of another plane, and five rockets were set off by the exhaust of the other plane, and it created a fire, and I think it killed like 34 sailors and injured 124, and it was a total nightmare. And if you've seen this fire and watched it and watched these brave guys fighting it with all kinds of 500-pound bombs on the deck of the aircraft carrier, just waiting to be licked by the flames that were moving across the deck and the heavy black smoke, and 20 guys trapped in one compartment with the doors sealed on the other end by the guys in the next compartment because they thought that the one compartment was flooded. And the guys were begging them to open the door and let them in because the only thing that was in there was smoke. And they were debating on leaving them in there because they thought there was water in that compartment and they had to save the ship. How would you like to be in that two-minute scenario? So, and God bless those who serve. And as I'm watching that carrier burn, I'm thinking, man, we got all these carriers sitting in the Persian Gulf, and if one missile gets to one of them, they're gone. And just as Battle of Midway, when we sunk four or five Japanese carriers at one time, and that gave us a naval superiority in the Pacific, how quick one missile per carrier could sink our entire fleet. And I don't think we're up for the game, I'm sorry. I don't think we're up for the game. Then I was watching George Washington fighting in New York against the British, and he managed to retreat with 3,000 of his men across the Hudson River, and he watched the British mutilate 27,000 of his men. While he cried his eyes out, and 90% of his army in New York was defeated, and the Brits showed no mercy, and neither will the people who come here to take our country over. They will show you no mercy. You're an American, and they will make sure that you don't live. Just spoke with a 65-year-old part-time federal marshal who makes $35 an hour for sitting in the courtroom. When there is no more money being made and taxes dry up, and people like this are going to be in for a shock, everyone will be affected. It's coming just as sure as the sun, the moon, and the stars. Obama and the media have been hiding the real unemployment numbers for the last 3 years, but now it is catching up to them and they can't lie any longer. I, like many, are really scared what is about to happen very soon. We can't keep going like this, and the dumb people need to wake up. Well, you know what they'll do? They'll let them smoke marijuana so that they'll have a foggy day in London town. Speaking of bad situations, I'd love to get the numbers for Detroit, Michigan. That place has turned into an economic hellhole. That is what's coming. Look at Detroit. We need to get this information out to the public in a more simplified manner. You know what information I'd like to get out to the public? I'd like to get out the last 5 years of inside trading in the House and the Senate. How much money they made, what stocks they bought, who bought them, and what affiliation does each one of those congressmen and the stocks they bought have in relationship to campaign contributions from the same companies. Wouldn't you like to know that story? I think if you knew that story, you would know the entire story of the value of your House and Senate. Remember, stockbrokers cannot do inside trading under the penalty of criminality charges. But the House and the Senate made themselves exempt. So if you want to go after a big business who pays no taxes, go after the House and the Senate. So while we're talking about this, we're going to say it's time for a tune. We've got a little song. It won't take long. What else are we going to talk about? Kids today are in trouble, too. They're in trouble. There's too many drugs around. And they can't go anywhere without being exposed to drugs. It's really sad. Let's go back to the studio. Won't let me go. There we go. We're back. Forgive this delay if I give my heart to you. Come on, don't do this to me.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly?
About is the ACLU and their effort to take them down. And I asked myself, how far are they willing to go to destroy a God in this country? And I said, one of the cases that they'll be coming up against the United States with next is recalling the Distinguished Service Cross, because it's a violation of church and state according to the Constitution that the ACLU wrote, that's being enacted by bogus judges, which brings up another instance. But think about that, you know, the Distinguished Service Cross. Imagine having to turn it back in and getting a rock. And speaking of rocks, there's a story about a veteran from World War II who built a cross monument with rocks on a hillside, and he dedicated it to his buddies who never came home, that died, that he knew personally. And a judge ruled he had to take it down. I guess it must have been on public lands. So there you go. And they said the guy was crying when he got the verdict. How's that? That's how we thank our veterans. Thank you. Now take your cross down and get the hell out of here. And give us a couple of Sig Heils on the way out the door as a salute to your new president. Yeah. you ever read the any of the stories or see them on TV, the stories of New York by O. Henry? There's one story that always impressed me, and it was a guy who had a watch that was an heirloom, a pocket watch, and he was married to a girl who had beautiful hair. And it was Christmas time, and they didn't have any money. So he went and he hocked his watch, and he bought her a comb for her hair, a real fancy comb. And she went and had her, sold her hair, had her hair cut, and she bought him a fob for his watch. You think about that, and then you think about the Kardashians and the fiends from the Jersey Shore. You think about that. And then ask yourself, why is there a 50% a divorce rate? A million 200,000 abortions a year. And now they're canceling girls. A mother is killing her daughter because the order is for a son. Washington AP, IRS politics can jeopardize churches' tax-exempt status. I told you, Obama is threatening the Catholic Church. He's coming at them. There is war against the Catholic Church. The rest that they'll get after they pick the big one off. And that's what they're doing. The Catholic Church has always been quiet because they didn't want their 501c status revoked. But now they're being forced. Now they see what the game is, and they're being forced to speak out against child murder finance. And they don't want any part of financing a child murder. And so the communists that run the White House are now dredging out all the pedophile priest scandals, all the big Butler scandal in the Vatican. And they're going to be trotting this stuff out day in and day out to wear down the practicing Catholic who could be swayed to voting for Obama. If you're a practicing Catholic and you're voting for Obama, you're out of practice, buddy. If you're voting for child murder, you're out of practice. You can sin and you can be forgiven, but you can't vote for child murder or a child murderer. So here's another tactic that that Obama is using now to put more pressure on the Catholic Church and all the other churches. Pastors meeting in Washington have been warned about political activities that could jeopardize their church's tax-exempt status. They're going to get a visit from Eric Holder's Gestapo. IRS regional manager Peter Lorenzetti told the Faith Leaders Summit that prohibited activities include endorsing or opposing candidates, campaigning for them, or making contributions to their campaigns. Now, if a priest gets up in the pulpit and says that Barack Obama endorses leaving a failed abortion on a hospital sink and walking away while the baby struggles for life, that's murder, then he's endorsing a candidate, an opposing candidate. No, he's talking about morals and murder, and that's part of the sermon. But pastors are free to do any of those things as private citizens, yes, but you can't go into the pulpit, you see. And pretty soon what they'll do is they'll close the doors, and like the British did in the Patriot, and they'll set fire to the church. According to Congressman G.K. Butterfield, a North Carolina Democrat, a former judge, said, "You simply cannot do it in your capacity as a pastor of the church." Let me tell you something. You don't worry about your 501c status. Worry about your status in heaven. Worry about your status in the eyes of God. You stand up and you stand up for those kids, and you shout it. You shouted from the belfry. Lorenzetti said churches can distribute voter guides that educate about political. See, they're already telling you what you can do and what you can't do. Do none of it. Stand up. Scream. Shout. Murder is murder. I said it a long time ago. When the majority commits murder, murder will be the law of the land. When the majority is doing drugs, drugs will be the law of the land. You better get your country back because these guys have got it sold. There are buyers for what you own. Hang in there. It's not letting me out. I'm trapped. I'm being surrounded. Who's up on the telephone pole? Has he got a sniper scope? You're killing me here. You're killing me. Okay. Maybe I should. Here we go. Here we go. Soap has sent you a message. Check out. Obama wants to give you $3,000 to buy. Obama's finished. And you know what I worry? I pray for his safety. I really do. I pray for his safety because when the communists realize that he is not going to win election, God help him. Obama wants to get you to give $3,000 to buy a thingamajig. Yes, I know what he's talking about, but I can't think of the name of it either. But you know, coming from someone who is so smart and educated, oh, they're doing a bit about it. I don't need the damn thingamajig, but if anyone has a spare whatchamacallit, I can borrow. I'd sure appreciate it. I once thought I'd like to have a thingamabob, but heard that they didn't last long. This guy is really reaching to find anything to talk about. He can't talk about business. He has no idea how to run one. If he had a lemonade with free lemons, he would go bankrupt. He is so busy with trying to be funny so we don't notice how bad our economy really is. The hype that the unemployment rate is only 8.2 and it's actually 12, it's probably 15. If you want to know what fools look like, just look at the smiling faces in the background audience that I got a picture of them. Hey, all my fellow comrades and defenders of our republic, the Senate, through the Sputnik brain of Congressman Rivera, comes a new strategy and a new name to the Dream Act. Now we are calling it the Stars Amnesty Bill. How quaint. Do these blunderheads have the thickest brain cells in town or what? Given the fact that we have had on our plate to contend with, they want to try this stupid bill again. Are they kidding? No, they're not kidding. Because the goal of the communists is if you try every day to pass something that everybody hates, one day you'll get lucky. And they're back every day with the same game plan and a different strategy. Think about that. Think about that, amigo. Blog Talk Radio, Spirit of America Party, Soap, Bartender, a champagne, and a giraffe of wine. Loading, loading, loading. Everything is loading. What else can we talk about? It's going to be forever here. There we go. We're coming back. Coming alive. Coming alive. We'll give you a little fat swallow.
They have a new expression along Old Harlem Way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. Yes, yes, the joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come and catch and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. The piano's thumping. The dancers are bumping. This is spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, John is jumping. Let it be. Yeah. Thank you. this joint, boy. Yeah. Oh, my, yeah. Don't you hit that chick. That's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's really ready. No, baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. Moses on his toes, I mean the joint is jumping. No time for talking. This place is walking, yeah. Get the jug and cut the rug. I said the joint is jumping. Listen, get your pig feet bare and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, baby. Don't mind the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. Don't give your right name. No, no, no.
Okay, we're back. Looking at a blog, passed the sentence for 2 to 2 years in prison for teaching that parents should spank their children. I don't think that's the USA. I think that's England. Let me see if I'm right. Spank their children. Oh, my God. Let's see. Do you believe that parents should be able to spank their children? Well, I know somebody that wouldn't spank them. And then one day, they changed their mind. Yep. When nothing else worked. So here's what it says. Oh, he's in Wisconsin. A minister named Philip Caminiti was sentenced to 2 years in prison for simply teaching that parents should spank their children when they misbehave. Please note that Caminiti was not accused of spanking anyone or physically hurting anyone. He was put in prison simply for his speech. He was put in prison simply for what he was teaching others to do. Whether you agree with spanking or not, this should not be. This should be incredibly sobering for all of us. I know that there are people that are being threatened with prison, chaplains in the military, for saying Jesus Christ outside a closed room. Increasingly, speech is being penalized in the United States. And I watched today the Coast Guard graduation ceremony for Coast Guard Academy, and there was nobody there of any rank or stature, if you want to call it that, to hand out the awards and wish them well. You know why? Because they only want to be with the big boys like the Air Force and the jet fighters. They don't want to be with the guys that got to do the work of pulling fishermen out of the cold, freezing Bering Sea. They don't want to be bothered with those Coast Guard guys who every day save lives and who keep us on the straight and narrow when it comes to boating. Yeah. Nobody there, because there's no Hollywood pizzazz. Much of the time, the focus of the attacks by the forces of political correctness is on religious speech. Believe me when I tell you, one day you're going to hear the ACLU making a move against the Distinguished Service Cross. And they'll use separation of church and state. And they'll treat it as just a piece of metal. Well, so there's a guy in Wisconsin. Isn't that the same place? They're trying to take out the governor. The communists are trying to take out the governor. Let's see. I got spanked as a child, and I spanked my children. Muslims can promote pedophilia, child marriage, kneeing, forced marriage, wife beating, and practice all the above and Reverend Wright can say, "God damn America." Isn't it funny when they say, when they quote God, Reverend Wright saying, "God damn America," they always black out damn. Right? But if you put John DeMonkey or Bill Maher up there, they can say F Sarah Palin. But a minister cannot preach his principles. Remember, Rev, they don't really believe in hell, but they do Allah. Me, I'm a God-fearing U.S. constitutional-backing SOB that served this country without ever expecting anything in return except that of full respect. Korea might be commonly called the forgotten war, but Vietnam to me will always be the forgotten warriors. Yes, how true. Nobody was paying attention as those names scrolled up on the screen every night. I can only hope. And they were betrayed here. They lost that war in New York City. They lost that war in Chicago. They lost that war at Kent State. They lost that war in San Francisco. That's where they lost that war. They were stabbed in the back by communists. So when exactly are they going to put all the Muslims in jail for advocating beating their wives? The clerics, etc.? Instead of reverse psychology, I'd be implementing a reverse role of imprisonment for the judge. You're going to have to clean out the bench, guys. These judges have too much power, and they're using it against the Constitution. If the family, they're all going after the Muslims, so let me see if I can see. Spare the rod and spoil the child. I got to tell you something. I grew up in a family where corporal punishment was the way to go. It was the order of the day. And if you get my book, The Spirit of America Party, I have a story about when the mantle clock chimes five and the goalie from hell blocks the door. Yeah. Spare the rod and spoil the child. What do you have for a guy that's got an Irish hurling stick? You know what an Irish hurling stick is? It's like short arm hockey. Yeah. Spare the rod and spoil the child. Dr. Spock's kid committed suicide. Tell us about it, Dr. Spock. Sponsored, is your money safe? Chilling with the Choom Gang. June blowout, all new cars. I see Chrysler had a 20-30% increase. Yeah, well, that's nice. It's fantastic. And a lot of, you know what? You know what car's selling the most? The town car. The one, you know, you can put seven kids in. Everybody gets their own seat. The UN Oceans Takeover Plans. You know about that? Let's see what it says. Zimmerman ordered to surrender. They're targeting that guy. They're going to break him. You know what they want him to do? They want him to have a mental breakdown in public so they can say, see, he's crazy. They're giving him the mental breakdown. Reject the law of the sea treaty, LOST. The United Nations wants the power to impose taxes on Americans and take away our sovereign rights. You know what? We should push that building into the East River. Remember, a little thing called the Boston Tea Party leading up to the Revolutionary War happened because Americans have never taken kindly to taxation without representation. Well, the United Nations is at it again. And not only that, but they want to start the parceling off of parts of the United States to the Soviet Union. My friends, the UN is not our friend. The UN is our enemy. And the State Department is our enemy. Four stories you won't want to hear. You don't want to hear about Obama. Four stories. You know what? Is General Motors becoming China Motors? Yes, it is. Muslim Brotherhood plotting to take over Jordan? It would be easy to do. The Victoria Jackson Show, conventions of an ex-liberal? God bless Victoria Jackson. NASCAR military sponsorships value go beyond patriotism. ATF wants to ban your shotguns. No way. You want them? Come get them. From these cold, dead hands and feet. Veterans overwhelmingly support Romney over Obama. It doesn't mean anything, guys, unless you get those absentee ballots in a month early because the Democrats are waiting at the post office to make sure they get lost. Romney campaign plays its Trump card. I don't think Trump is that big a card. Obama twice in 2 days mentions my sons. all my sons. NASCAR, the game, including line racing this fall. Obama's bombs, his failures, and his fallacies. Anything there you like, you don't like? Let's see what else we got. I told you about Zimmerman, right? Let's see what they say. This poor guy. This poor guy. He may turn that gun on himself before they get finished with him. And it won't be the first time that a guy like Al Sharpton induced a suicide. And I'll tell you when it was. It was Tawana Brawley. There was a rookie cop who was labeled by Al Sharpton along with everybody else that was involved in that Tawana Brawley mess. And he was trying to get on at the police department. So he was like a trainee or... And when Al Sharpton labeled him a racist and accused him of putting poop on a black woman and writing the N-word upside down on her breasts, this guy's girlfriend walked away from him, and he blew his brains out. And that's how Al Sharpton kills white boys. He lies about them. So, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know about her. She's the head of the DNC. She's been banned from every beauty parlor in New York. The only one that'll do her hair is Frankie's Pizzeria. And when he's finished topping her off, he asks, "What would you like, anchovies or mushrooms?" Yeah, she's got spaghetti hair. You ever see her spaghetti hair? Oh, you can't say that about a woman. Oh, yes, I can. I can. I'm the only male member of the American Federation of Women. Unbelievable. Did the president really? Oh, this must be Blaze. Why Obama will lose in a landslide? If he doesn't lose in a landslide, I'm going to be very worried. If he does lose in a landslide, I'm going to say there's hope. We can get rid of those communist senators, and we can get rid of the communist congressmen, and then we can clean up the House and the Senate, and then we can rebuild our country. And I know one thing. Once he's out of office, the stock market's going up. There's going to be jobs. And you know why? Because everybody's going to be so elated. Everybody's going to want to go out and buy stuff. And people are going to say, you know what? I'm going to start to build. I'm going to open a factory. I'm going to make toothbrushes. I'm going to go into competition with China. Me, the wife, and the kids, we can make toothbrushes all night long. Yeah, with just a little time out. Dems are fleeing Obama and joining the GOP. The Dems I worry about that are fleeing the Democrat Party are the ones that are going into the Independent Party and saying and denying that they were ever a Democrat, or as I call them, Democamos. No, you'll be an independent Democamo. You're still there, buddy, and we know it. So, after having said that, we now have to wait while these little dots roll around. I know I could print all this stuff out and have it pre-approved. I can't take it. I can't take it. I can't take it. I'm out of here. Are we still sending taxpayer money to Islamic nations that hate us? Oh, yes, we are. And you know what? We got to get that doctor out of that Pakistani jail because he'll never survive. They probably got the soles of his feet cut open tonight. Don't forget that Andy Garcia's movie just hit the theaters. And there's a 12-year-old kid in that movie who refuses to renounce his Catholicism, and they slice the soles of his feet and force him to walk. How's that for pulling a Jesus on a kid? And you know what? When you have an abortion, you're pulling a Jesus on a kid. Sorry, I got to tell it like it is. I know it hurts. And I know that they're extenuating circumstances, but the Democrats have told you that murder is good. Murder is never good. And it is the duty of every American that the strong protect the weak. And there's nobody weaker than a child in the womb. And anybody who betrays a child in the womb betrays his country. Because life is the first ingredient of the Declaration of Independence. And that means life for the unborn who are born. Because they're born the day that the sperm hits the egg. That's jackpot. And that's three Liberty Bells straight across. And don't let some lying communist bastard tell you that there are no consequences for murdering your own child. It might be your right to choose, but God gave you a mission, and you're choosing to abort it. So, having said that, let me sneak in for a tune. And do you want another giraffe of wine? Blob Talk Radio. I hate when this thing disappears on me. I was hoping to jump back and forth. But I got this computer. It's made of wood. Okay, I got an anti... Oh, I got a nice song. This one is for all the Latinos out there who the Democrats have told you that the gringos do not like you.
That's our show. We'll talk to you.